Give a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Go ahead and give him the shout of praise. Every time you want to renew your youth, just hang around youth. Is there any youth in the house? Give the Lord a bigger shout of victory. Louder shout of victory. Hallelujah. Welcome and welcome and welcome and welcome to the presence of the Lord in Jesus' precious name. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. And Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Welcome you to our month of supernatural power for release and recovery and replication in the name of Jesus. I also bring you greetings from Nasarawa, Lafia Nasarawa Crusade. We'll show you the clip of the crusades very, very shortly. And above all, welcome to the Blessing Sunday of the month of November. Today, we are looking at the blessing of the anointing or the power of God. Part 3. The blessing of the anointing or the power of God. Our objective is to understand how that the anointing or the power of God carries the blessing, and to understand how to access that power of God. Carriers of power are carriers of the blessing. Carriers of the anointing are carriers of the blessing of God. In the Old Testament, the priests, the kings, and the prophets that were anointed by God, they carried the blessing of God. As a matter of fact, custodians of the oil are custodians of the blessing. That was why the priesthood family in the scripture were an enviable family. We're going to look at them one by one. What blessing the anointing carries. We saw 4 of them in the first service, 4 of them in this second service. In the second service, we'll look at 4 now in this third service. And so we are looking at number 1 for the third service, or number 9 overall. First, the anointing makes the face of a man to shine. Psalm 104, verse 15. Makes the face of the carrier to shine. He said, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth the heart of man. Wine that maketh glad the heart of man. Oil makes his face to shine. The unction of the Spirit is the secret of distinction of life. Face shining means an outstanding life. When the anointing or the power of God is on the life of a person, that life becomes outstanding. Obscurity can't be your level, can't be your portion. You can't be lost in the crowd when you carry the authentic oil of God. When you carry the anointing of God is a stamp of distinction. We were in New Jersey some years ago, and a man looked at me with my wife. He said, "Are you a man of God? Are you a pastor? Are you a servant of God?" I said, "Why do you ask?" He said, "It is written all over you." We were in London, England, in the Wembley area. The reception of the hotel, we were about to check in then. An Arabian girl looked at me and said, "Whatever you have, I need it." And I ignored what she was saying and continued the checking in with my wife then. Went and sat at the reception, the lobby there. She came and met us again. I said, "Whatever you have, I need it." I said, "I'm the child of God. I have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is in my life. I have the power of God in my life." She said, "Everything you just mentioned now, I need it." We haven't said a word. We are not preaching. There is an unmistakable stamp. That makes you stand out anywhere. In the dark, in the shadow, you stand out. That is the power. And I'm not talking of being a pastor. I'm talking of being a child of God, for we all have an unction from the Holy One. According to 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 20, we have an unction from the Holy One. We stand out. And somebody here today, your season to stand out is here right now. Every devil and every power that has denied you an outstanding life and existence, the yoke of that devil is broken right now. You believe that? Say loud, amen. That was number one. It makes the face to shine. Number two, the anointing or the power of God is the secret of progress and acceleration in life. When the anointing came upon Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1, in verse 2, Samuel told Saul, or verse 3 rather, "Then shalt thou go on forward." The anointing came upon him in verse 1. And in verse 3, he was told that he would be going forward. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went forward. The unction causes motion. The anointing conquers stagnation. The power of God overcomes delay. How God anointed Jesus of the Holy Ghost of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. When the hand of God is upon your life, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah is the equivalent of the anointing. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46, and Elijah ran until he ran faster than presidential chariot. Passenger aircraft running faster than presidential air fleet. And this one was not an aircraft, it was on foot. That is what the anointing does for the life of a person. And I am advertising to you what I am familiar with. I am advertising to you the result I have seen in my life. This construction took a speed that was astonishing to players in the industry. We have stadiums that are in construction for 20-something years. Today, anything that has caused delay in your life by the anointing of God that is released this month, the delay is over. I announce to somebody here right now, speed is coming your way. Spiritually, financially, maritally, career-wise, and in your ministry, speed is coming. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Every force of hell and every force of darkness that has orchestrated stagnation for your life, orchestrated stagnation and delay in your life, the forces are broken right now. And you are going forward. Give the Lord a loud shout of victory as you take your seat. Number three, the anointing occasions total transformation for life. When the anointing came upon Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. It came upon Saul in verse 6. He said, and thou shalt be turned into another man. When the power of God on the life of a person turns them into another man. When you allow God and his anointing and his power to process you, you can be turned into another man. You are turned into another man until those who knew you before are asking the question, is it the same person? Is Saul also among the prophets? Turned into another man. One of my classmates in secondary school lives in the United States of America. He said when he came into Nigeria, he had left home for a very long time. He saw billboards everywhere. He saw all manner billboards, Dunamis Church, Dr. Pastor Paul. He saw everything and said, is it the same guy that was my classmate? He said, I'm not sure. Because in those days, in secondary school, I used to bear a guy name, but I won't tell you the name. We are the kind of people that do anything that is principal will be pursuing us. Yes. That is, you jump through the window, look at, break it with your body, and you're on your way going. I'm telling you. I have some of such scars in my body. Yes, just elbow the glass, break it. Your body, and you move. Not too much offense, oh. You are not wearing correct uniform. Oh, you just, not stealing or anything like that. Just ruggedness. Just proving that you know here. My brother told me one day, he said, you are the one that should have been the soldier. And so he said, until I see him, I won't believe he is the one that they are calling pastor. So he came to my office and he looked at me. The atmosphere calmed him down. And then when I opened my mouth, just went on his knees. He said, I believe. I believe. Pray for me. He said, from today, I hand over my life to you to pass, disciple me. He said, I will be calling you for any advice. Anything you want to tell me, I will do. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Transformed into another man completely. Completely. That was what happened to Jacob when the power of God came upon him. That's why there is hope for any child you have. There is hope for anybody at all. Hallelujah. The transformation that came upon Jacob turned him from Jacob into Israel. From Jacob into Israel. Turned. That was the kind of transformation that came upon Jacob. You shall be turned into another man. Until people look at you and they cannot recognize that you are the one. I prophesy to somebody here, the power of God, the anointing of God that is coming upon your life today is changing your life completely. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer, say amen. Everyone here today whose capacity has been little and has been small, I prophesy an enlargement of capacity is happening to you right now. A change of story is happening to you right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. It occasions the total transformation of life. And finally, the anointing is the secret of quality, meaningful, and durable life. Quality, meaningful, durable. The power of God on your life makes your life qualitative, makes it meaningful. And makes it impossible to be cut off before your time. Quality, meaningful, durable. He said in Psalm 133 from verse 1, he said the anointing that, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. He commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The anointing makes, is the secret of quality, meaningful and durable life. Quality, meaningful, durable life. Your life cannot be inferior. Your life cannot be meaningless when the power of God is on you. When we were in Lafayette yesterday and the stadium was filled on Saturday morning, the sun was coming. We had to pray and trust God for the sun to disappear into the cloud. But after it disappeared for a while, it reappeared again. People were seated inside the sun, receiving instruction, receiving teaching from the first morning session. And I told her, I said, we are not wasting our lives. This is qualitative, meaningful living. Quality. Someone here today, and when I say the anointing, I am not just talking about pastor. You have an unction. you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Verse 27, I think, chapter of 1 John 2:27. You say the anointing that you have abided in you. That anointing is resident. Somebody say aloud, amen. This is very important. If you are here today and you are living such a life that is weak and powerless, that is meaningless and useless, if you are living such a life, then I am here to announce to you today that God is changing your life right now. 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 Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Question is, what do we do to secure the anointing or the power of God in our lives? This is where the message lies. What do I do to make the anointing to function in my life more than before? Number one, the Bible said in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The secret of it is called passion. Passion. Generally. Passion. Then shift from there. What kind of passion? One. Passion for God. Love. Love for God. Love for God. A heart that beats after God. When you release passion to God, God releases power to you. It's an exchange. When you prove to God that nobody is more important to you than God, then God releases upon you commensurate passion, power to fulfill his assignment. You see what Psalm 63 said in verse 1 and 2? O Lord, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul is thirsting for you. Somebody say passion. My flesh is longing for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Somebody say passion. He said to see thy power and thy glory. To see thy power and thy glory. To see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, to see thy glory and thy power. To see thy glory and thy power. So when you have passion for God, you connect power with God. When you have passion for God, you connect power with God. When my soul is thirsting for God, some people, they are thirsty for other things. Hungry for food, hungry for woman, hungry for man, hungry for car, hungry for house, hungry for money. But somebody else is passionate for God, and that passion translates into power. Number two is passion for kingdom alignment. God gave him power because he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. When your passion for the work is confirmed, your power for the work is released. Power for the work. On the second night of the crusade, I asked Dr. Miss Elencher to take a charge, pray on the people before I come up. And while she did that, a man who was mad for 19 years came there with a chain, got delivered on the spot. We'll show that to you shortly. And she said to me the second day, he said, so God is really just waiting for who will work for him, and then he will move. When was the last time you invited somebody to church or you led one person to Christ? What is your assignment inside the house? It determines the level of power you can walk in. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? As far back as in the university, we started seeing breast lumps and other tumors disappearing already in people's lives because we were practically there on assignment for God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Passion for God's work. Don't drive an empty car to church. Don't drive an empty car to church. Fill it with those you are coming with. Number three is compassion for the needy. Every genuine love for God will translate into love for people. Every genuine love for God will translate into love for people. Every genuine, authentic love for God translates into love for people. And it begins with the people of your life. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I find it difficult to understand that a man says he loves God and hates his brother, hates his sister, hates his wife, hates his children. I was going for a journey some time, not too long. And I told my wife, don't come. She said, how? Okay. I said, you know what? Remain at home. Do this, do this, do that. Because as it is, anywhere I travel, she travels with me. She's like my handbag. My very personal assistant. So I said, don't go. And when we return back from the journey, I said, I'm happy I asked you not to go. Because the road was, the place was roadless. Let's say, federal road, disastrous. And when we went to Lafia the other day now, the road was also very, very something. And she said, the road of the other place, is it as bad as this one? I said, this is Christmas road. This one is Christmas road. This one is Christmas road compared to the other. We are enjoying Christmas here on this road. He said, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for considering me and asking me not to go for that journey. Thank you for your love. Because not all of us have the same stamina to cope with different things. It's expressible in different ways. Listen to me. If you claim to be making progress with God and you are not making progress in your relationship with people, that progress with God is fake. It's completely fake. That is, you are building relationship with God and relationship with the people closest to you, wife, children, driver, the children of those who walk around me, immediate staff, they see me almost like their grandfather. They will jump at me. Those drivers, secretary, they are immediate family. One of them called, the children call their father daddy, and they have a different name for me. My own is Papa. Affection, genuine. Relationship, authentic. What kind of God do you know that is making you not to love man? You know, 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. The Bible said, if any man say, I love God, and hated his brother, hated his mother, hated his sister, hated his wife, hated his children, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, you don't love your children, you don't love your wife, you don't love your brother, whom you can see. How do you claim to love a God you have not seen? God says, I am using your love for people around you to confirm your love for me. God said, don't bother loving me yet. Love people first. Don't bother with me first. Just forget me yet. Love people first. Then when your love for people is confirmed, you can then return to me. And he says, if I see how you love people, I will confirm that you love me. Am I communicating? Why would somebody become a ritual killer? He hates God. He doesn't know God. So he's a killer. People go to that extent because they sold themselves to the devil. You know, murder is A-level hatred. Hatred that has gone for postgraduate. Before it graduates into killing a person. Somebody say amen. Compassion. When you are passionate for people, when your heart goes after people, in my house, you don't serve me food until you have served the people. That is, you have served everybody, driver, cleaner, everybody. When we go to a place and they serve me food first and don't serve others, my wife will tell them, he won't eat. Serve everybody first. It's not possible for him to eat until you have served the people. Have you served the people? No. Alright, serve. When you are true with them, let me know. It's not an attempt to prove a point. It is very natural. Am I communicating at all? There are people who are eating inside the car and the driver is busy swallowing the saliva. Collateral salivation. He's eating everything, eating chicken, eating everything. Driver has not eaten since morning. He doesn't care. He's not even aware. Is he not an ordinary driver? He's not an ordinary driver. He's in the image of God. He's a creature of God. Somebody say amen. That is why many don't have power with God. That is why they don't have the kind of results they expect to have with God. Because you are doing your best, you can fast and pray, you are in church all the time, and yet you are so brutal and so hardened against the immediate people of your life. That ought not to be so. But I see a change of story coming for somebody here. Compassion, that was what moved Jesus. That was what pushed Jesus. He went about, he was restlessly going about. Doing good. Healing all that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. I'm wondering whether we have even time for ourselves right now. This is time that you have to yourself. So God is working and healing and delivering and liberating on every side. Compassion. And number four is aversion or hatred for oppression. Hatred for oppression. Hatred for the oppressor. When you see oppression, you hate it. You hate it with a passion. One day we're coming from Kaduna, and I saw a taxi driver looking for a girl carrying granite on the road selling a banana. And the taxi driver was just driving roughly. And then the banana of the girl was inside the car. And she was running and screaming after the taxi driver. So we went in front of him and blocked him. Come down. I don't know the girl from anywhere. Taxi driver, why are you looking for this girl's trouble? Everybody who was on our team, all we came down, I said, go and find out and let it be rectified. We won't leave you until it is rectified. And she was the one looking for the taxi driver's trouble. Taxi driver said she refused to pay taxi fare. So he was going with her product as the payment for the Ashamed she was in. She was the one that looked for the transit driver's trouble. So it's okay, transit driver, let the problem end. How much was she to pay you? Take. Girl, don't look for people's trouble anytime, next time you hear. Anytime they tell you what to pay, pay it, okay. Otherwise, don't enter the car. Carry your banana and be going. Does the driver be going? We didn't know the... We thought that somebody was under oppression on the road. We stopped to intervene. It has happened not once, not twice, not thrice, plenty times. It's very, very natural. At times when the worship and wonders night closes and I'm driving and I see people on the road, I begin to cry my heart out. Lord, let nobody remain here beyond the next 30 minutes. Father, give all these people vehicles. Let them be able to move by themselves. And I'm just praying my heart out. One day I was praying like that. Somebody in the vehicle said, what a heart. And it came spontaneously. Saw somebody with a leg and proceeded. I said, let us know how much it will cost to fix a prosthesis, an artificial leg, until such a time as we receive the anointing to command a new leg to grow. Because we believe that. And God is aware of that. Already short legs are growing out. The one that we haven't seen yet is a leg that they totally cut to come out. We haven't seen that one yet, but we'll soon see it. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. You hate oppression, then God gives you the power to solve it. Have you heard something today? Then lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give El Shaddai, the El Elyon. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and lift your voice. And make demands on God. Say, Father, I am trusting you for your power. 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 I am trusting you for your anointing. I am trusting you for your power. I am trusting you for your anointing. In this season. In the name of Jesus. Lift the hands high. Father, we love you and we thank you. We give you the praise and give you the honor because you are God. Thank you for your word to us today, and thank you because no one will live here the same way they have come. In the name of Jesus. Right now, I'm going to pray for everyone whose hand is lifted. And I'm going to pray for those especially who are saying to me, Pastor, my heart has been after other things. My passion has been for other things. I want to love God. I want to live for God. I want to surrender myself completely to God. I want today to mark a new day for me. Anywhere you are today, you want to make that decision. When you are watching on television or anywhere you are watching, I'd like you to pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave your hands. Oh, many people. Quickly celebrate God, and let's celebrate God as they come forward. Come forward quickly. Carry your Bibles and your bags. Lord, I give you my soul. The rest of us, while they come, you can take your seat. Quickly come forward. Those who pray that prayer, quickly.
For you, Lord.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you.
I live for you alone.
Every breath I take,
every moment I'm awake,
every morning I'm awake.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody, body, body, see.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my heart.
Right under your chest, all of you in the front here. If you are right there in the crowd still, and your need is to rededicate yourself to Jesus, you've given your life to Jesus before, but you want to do it again. If you are seated on the seat, also you want today to be a new day and a new season for you. I'd like you to pick up. You are battling with addiction, tobacco smoking, alcoholism, womanizing, gambling, betting, whatever it is, fraud. You want to make your ways right with God. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and come forward here. I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday, someday. I've got my mind made up.
Keep coming and rededicate yourself to God. Have addictions broken.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you, goodbye, goodbye. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go back to you. The rest of my life, I have made up my mind to go back to you. The rest of my life.
Thank you, Master. Place your hand on your chest, lift the other hand up, and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. And I decree today is a new season for you. In Jesus' name.